Hello, brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shields, and welcome once more to Food for the Journey. Today, among many things, we celebrate the feast of Saint Athanasius. Do you know him? You should. He was one of the four doctors of the church, called one of the four holy doctors of the church. It was Athanasius who defended the Orthodox faith against the Arian heresy. The Arian heresy believed basically that Jesus was not God. He was the Son of God, but he was not God. And it cost him much, much, much suffering in his life. But he never gave up. He was exiled. All kinds of things happened to him. And he experienced great suffering. And yet, he persevered. And it is to him that we owe both great respect and great gratitude for the truth that he clung to. The opening prayer tells us this: Almighty ever-living God, who raised up the bishop Saint Athanasius as an outstanding champion of your son's divinity, mercifully grant that, rejoicing in his teaching and his protection, we may never cease to grow in knowledge and love of you. If you're seeking, as I've been talking all this last week about being more and more a genuine disciple of the Lord, if you're seeking that, ask Saint Athanasius. You can ask any saint you want, but Athanasius is certainly a good one who sought the truth, no matter what it cost. He conformed his life to it, and his teaching has taught us to this day. His holiness of life has made that teaching particularly fruitful. So ask Saint Athanasius to walk with you. The first reading for today is taken from the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 16, verses 11 to 15. So again, we have this continuing account in the Acts of the Apostles of what happened to all them after Jesus ascended into heaven, building the first Christian community, how to bring Jew and Gentile together. Very, very difficult issues. And yet they were succeeding because they were trusting in the Lord a lot, praying a lot, seeking to understand his will, learning how to live in peace and harmony with people who were very different from you. All of us are called to do that. We set sail from Troas, making a straight run for Thamothrace, and on the next day to Neapolis, and from there to Philippi, a leading city in that district of Macedonia and a Roman colony. We spent some time in that city. On the Sabbath, we went outside the city gate along the river, where we thought that there would be a place of prayer. Interesting. Seeking time, seeking, as busy as they were, seeking time, especially on the Sabbath, to seek time, a place of prayer. We sat and spoke with the women who had gathered there. One of them, a woman named Lydia, a dealer in purple cloth from the city of Thyatira, a worshiper of God, listened. Notice that. There are a lot of words there, but one of them, a woman named Lydia, listened. In other words, she just didn't hear the audible sounds of the words. She listened. She paid attention. She listened, and the Lord opened her heart to pay attention to what Paul was saying. Her heart was open. Great grace from God. We need to pray for that, ask for that always. Lord, open my heart, open my ears to hear what you're really saying. Open my heart to your presence, that I may live by your strength, by your wisdom. Keep asking God. He will do it. We sat and spoke with the women who had gathered there, and one of them, a woman named Lydia, a dealer in purple cloth from the city of Thyatira, a worshiper of God, listened, and the Lord opened her heart to pay attention to what Paul was saying. After she and her household had been baptized, she offered us an invitation. If you consider me a believer in the Lord, come and stay at my home. So her paying attention and listening to God, paying attention and listening, led to not only she being baptized, but her whole household being baptized. And then, on top of that, she offers the gift of hospitality. See, receiving one gift opens the door of your heart to more giving, but also to more receiving. God gave her new life right there because she paid attention. She listened, not just to the audible sounds with her ears, but she listened with her heart and her mind and her spirit, and it brought great conversion. If you consider me a believer in the Lord, come and stay at my home. And she prevailed on us. In other words, she really asked them, please, I want you to stay here. Probably in great part, she wanted them to stay because she wanted to learn more. Because she was experiencing a presence of God that she had not known before. She was deeply touched and her life was changed. How attentive are we? Psalm 149, the Lord takes delight in his people. And I'm sure these early converts here, these first converts here, must have delighted the heart of the Lord because everything was brand new. They didn't know how to do it. They didn't have the wisdom. They didn't have, you know, thousands of years of the teaching of the church. But they had God and they had his word. And they baptized and they brought people to Christ. What a gift to us. The Lord takes delight in his people, and God does take delight. He takes delight when he sees that his word is being heard, that his word is being taken in, even if our response is fully given in the beginning, even if we make mistakes in our response. The Lord looks at the intention of the heart. That's what he looks at. We just look at people's external actions because that's the only way we can judge. But God sees the heart. God knows the motivation. So what matters is what our intention is. What matters is our heart, the state of our heart, whether we really are seeking the Lord or not, or if we're doing something for selfish reasons, or if we're just putting on an external show. God sees all that. He knows. You want to live in the light, as Paul tells us. Live in the light of Christ. Let Christ be the one who sees you and allow your thoughts and words and actions to be conformed to his will. It will bear abundant fruit, not only for here, but for all eternity. So the Lord takes delight in his people when they praise his name in the festive dance and sing praise to him with timbrel and harp. At the faithful exulting glory, let them sing for joy upon their couches. Let the high praises of God be in their throats. This is the glory of all the faithful. When we rejoice before the Lord, when we are united in him, when we, in a certain way, dance and sing with the Lord himself and all the angels and all the saints, you have an incredibly infinite family waiting for you when your time comes to cross that threshold. Let's draw near to them now. Let's have friends in heaven now. Let's call upon the saints to help us now. And most of all, let them lead us to the very feet of Jesus, to the heart of Jesus, who then in turn brings us before the face of the Father. It's real. Gospel of John, chapter 15, verse 26, to the fourth verse of chapter 16. Jesus said to his disciples, "When the Advocate comes, whom I will send you from the Father, the Spirit of truth, who proceeds from the Father, he will testify to me, and you also testify, because you have been with me from the beginning. I have told you this so that you may not fall away." And he's telling them, difficulties are going to come. When I die, difficulties will come. They will expel you from the synagogues. In fact, the hour is coming when everyone who kills you will think he is offering worship to God. They will do this because they have not known either the Father or me. We're living in some time where much of this is a reality. Yahweh is coming when everyone who kills you will think he is offering worship to God. They will do this because they have not known either the Father or me. How much are we praying for ISIS? Whatever name in your area is being used, but how much are we praying for them that they may be converted? They will do this because they have not known either the Father or me. And how else are they going to learn except by the way you live your life and your prayer for them? Think about it. Your prayer counts. Your prayer has an infinite value. Or your children and your grandchildren have fallen away from the church. Don't pay any attention to God. We all have things within our families, but we also have things within our world. We need people who know the Father, who know Jesus, because of the grace of the Holy Spirit, because the grace of baptism and confirmation has come alive. I have told you this so that when their hour comes, you may remember that I told you. Brothers and sisters, please heed this. Please. We're going to talk more about the Holy Spirit and the coming of the Holy Spirit, which we will be celebrating soon. I want your hearts prepared so that you can activate, so to speak, the gifts that were received at baptism and confirmation. You can say to the Lord, I really need these gifts. I need everything that you want to give me to equip me that I might truly be a disciple of you. Don't settle for anything less or anything other in life than to be a disciple of Jesus Christ. That's everything. It really is. And the Holy Spirit who dwells within you, and I never will cease tiring of this. You may be tired of hearing it, but I really wanted to get into your very psyche, so to speak. The gifts of the Holy Spirit are real. The grace of his presence in a heart that is cleansed of sin, his presence in that heart is real by the power of the Holy Spirit. God wants to be with you. When he equips you, yes, he gives us his gifts, but he gives us himself, which lead to the gifts. He doesn't just give us gifts and then walk away. He gives himself, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, into your personal life. He dwells with you. He is in you. By the power of the Holy Spirit, by the sacrament of the Eucharist, he is with you, in you, really. Open your heart. Be committed to becoming a real disciple of Jesus Christ. And I'll have much more to say on that in the coming days. May God abundantly bless you and lead you. Brothers and sisters, I have a new booklet on the mercy of God available to you. It is entitled The Mercy of God and the Joy Repentance Brings. I really urge you to read it. You can access it and receive it free by calling 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. The Mercy of God and the Joy Repentance Brings. God bless you.